Hi, good afternoon. This is Alex speaking.
Well, hi, Alex. This is Stephen Rosh.
Oh, hi, Stephen. Good afternoon. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing well. I'm sorry I missed your call yesterday. It's just
all of you.
I get so many calls on that property, and it's just driving me crazy.
I got
you.
Anyway,
go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, if it will help in the future, you can definitely save my number.
I've got you in here now.
Great. Okay. Well, I was actually just making a call because I kind of wanted to introduce myself to you. I know that you spoke to Will, and I work with Will, but I'm going to be your point of contact from here moving forward. So.
Okay.
Yep.
And
that's
fine. That's fine. Let's get it done, just get it done so you guys can get control of your new property.
Absolutely. Well, I'd love to hear that from you. Just kind of wanted to have like some questions about you, about the property and all that, just to clarify. And maybe to start with is I wanted to actually make sure that we would have the access to the property. Right now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and get the title started with, the attorneys and the title company.
Yeah, and I'll give you access after you buy it. I had trouble with a real estate agent prior, and I made the mistake of giving him a key. He was going over there all the time by himself and never meeting anybody. Anyway, so the only thing I would say is if you want to go over there, I'll come over there and be there. But I'm just not going to give the key up until you own it, you know.
I understand. Well, Will kind of explained the situation as well that, you know, you're a bit hesitant to put a lockbox on the property. So.
Oh, no, I'm definitely not doing that again.
Gotcha. I mean, I understand your situation. You have, like, an experience in the past, so I would totally respect that. But from here, just moving forward, I just wanted to, you know, set expectation because I don't know if we'll discuss this to you, but we are going to be sending, like, you know, our inspection team, our contractors at the property, and also our lending partners, just to,
okay.
A quick walkthrough.
I think maybe we're going the wrong direction. The last guy, oh, man, they brought real estate agents, all kinds of shit over there. I just don't want to go through that again, so maybe we're better off just calling it quits before we get too deep into it. Now, Will looked at it and he said he wanted to buy it, but if you don't trust Will, then it's okay. It's okay, you know, just forget about it, you know. But I'm just not going through this stuff again. It's just too much of a nightmare. It's too much of a nightmare. And I believe that guy damaged my ductwork underneath my house. So I can only tell you I was pretty upset. I ended up having to pay a guy $400 to fix my ductwork, you know.
Oh, gosh.
So, anyway, I don't know what's going on. Like I say, if somebody wants to buy it, they're welcome to buy it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I'm not giving anybody access to it until they own it. I learned my lesson.
Well,
I'm
sorry to hear that. So what I'm hearing you say is even if it's someone from our company, like our contractors, our inspection team, you don't want to give access to them until, you know, we close. That's what I'm hearing you say.
Well, I told you I would meet them over there. But, you know, every time I go over there, I mean, I spend a whole day over there and it's just too much, you know. And I'm actually, I got to the point where dealing with that Mossy Oaks and then that Todd Miller, I'm just kind of fed up with it. I mean, you don't know how many times I've been through this, Alex. I mean, it's terrible, you know. And, you know, just to give somebody free range to go over there when I'm not there, I mean, I really believe that they damaged my property. I had to go in there and redo my ductwork, you know.
Right.
And I
Well,
and not to
again.
mention I had to pay to have a new fan put on my air conditioner. Well, you know, whether or not they did anything malicious, I'll never know, I suppose, but
Right.
it's pretty what a coincidence that all that stuff happens, you know. And see, my neighbors had cameras on the property, and they told me every time somebody went down my driveway, and they told me who was coming and going. And man, you're not gonna believe it, Alex, but this Mossy Oaks people, his last name was Sullivan. I don't remember his first name. Oh, Jacob Sullivan. Anyway, he claimed that he showed it 14 times and there was no interest. And so I talked to my neighbor and they said, no, he only showed it one time. Well, anyway, so then I confronted the other real estate guy about it. And he goes, oh, no, we showed it 7 times. I said, once again, you're lying. You know, you're lying because my neighbor has cameras on the property. And then he says to me, this is really funny. He says, well, you're not supposed to put cameras and surveil us. What a joke. What a freaking joke. I'm just saying, I was so furious about that. I told them, take their sign down. They're not showing it anymore, you know.
Okay.
But
I'm
if you're interested in buying it, you can buy it. But I'm just not going through this where I give people keys to my place. You know, I'm just
Right.
not going to do it. And so if that helps you to understand what happened to me, you know, I'm happy for you to understand it. But and if it's a deal breaker, it's a deal breaker. It's okay. There are other houses out there, you know.
I
But
mean, I get
I'm not.
the point. So you're saying that that's going to be a deal breaker for you, even if it's like someone from our team or contractor or our inspection team, and you're going to
Well,
be there.
but listen, Alex, that's why you had Will come out. I mean, Will was out there looking it over and to see if you wanted to buy it. I just
Correct.
don't understand. I just don't understand what the deal is. It's just too much. And you know, after what I went through with those other goofballs, you know, and no offense to you, I'm not saying you guys are like that, but I learned an important lesson there. Not to give people keys. And you know, I should have been there every time he showed it. That's what I should have done. And I should certainly should have told him not to go over to my house and just sit around there by yourself and play games, whatever you're doing over there, you know. I wish I'd had thought about it. I never even considered for a second that he might be malicious.
Well, I mean, Stephen, I'm so sorry that was the previous experience that you had with, a realtor, the person named Jacob Sullivan or Todd Miller, you said.
Well, it was both this Todd Miller and but the worst one was that Mossy Oaks Sullivan, Jacob Sullivan. And I wouldn't let that guy sell a doghouse for me.
Okay. Well, I
Yeah,
mean,
how's that?
if that's going to be something that's going to be a deal breaker for you, I would go ahead and definitely communicate with the team. We'll kind of explain, give me just a brief, I'm going to say the situation, but you are correct. I'm going to agree with you that he went into the property, he actually take the pictures, and I'm going to say that the property is actually pretty clean based on the pictures that we got from him. So
Well, I'm sorry, Alex. I hate to be such so mean. It sounds like I'm mean, but I'm not being mean, trust me. After I went through with those that Sullivan character, oh man, I was so upset. You know, I can't imagine somebody doing something like that. And supposedly they're professionals. But when you catch them lying about that, and then they get mad because you caught them lying. I said, well, you know, my neighbors have cameras on that driveway. And they have two cameras, and his wife's an invalid, so she just sits there and watches the cameras. That's her entertainment. So I knew what was going on, and it was pretty infuriating for me that he would lie about it, you know. And you know, they were trying to beat me down. Well, I understand that, but like I say, I just don't know what to tell you. I mean, it just was very frustrating. And you know, I'm at the point where I can keep it if I want, but you know, I just don't want to deal with this stuff anymore. It's just too much, you know.
I understand.
So
Okay. Well, again, I'm real sorry that was your previous experience. I mean, I just hate for this to be the reason for us not to move forward with a deal. I think this is really something that we wanted to, buy and move forward with. And I think you've explained your situation, so I appreciate that. Just, letting me know your previous experience is something that I really appreciate, so that I understand you better. And I'll definitely communicate this with the team.
yeah, I
Right
mean,
now,
tell
I guess we're
Forrest.
gonna.
Well, Forrest knows me. If he wants to call me, he can call me. But man,
Sure.
you know, it's just, I'm serious. If you understood really how that stuff happened, you'd be mad too.
I mean,
You know.
I've seen a lot of crazy things, trust me. So I believe you. I believe you.
Yeah, and the crazy thing is they were mad because my neighbors had cameras on the property. And they said that our agreement said you're not supposed to have cameras. Well, I didn't have any cameras on it. Oh, it was so funny. It was hilarious. But it made me mad that they would lie, you know? I mean, shoot, you know, you hire somebody to do a job, and it was insane. I couldn't understand that. You know, so anyway, I mean, if Forrest has got a problem, just have him call me. I don't know what to say other than that. And you know, I mean, I just don't know. It's just too much, you know. And I'm really thinking maybe I should just keep it if it's going to be like this. And I can rent it again now that they've changed the laws, so I can evict. But the reason I never rented it for the last 3 years was because the laws were. It's in such worse shape than I'd ever seen, where they didn't want to let you evict people, you know? And so I could have ended up getting tenants in there and tear it up again, and I didn't want that. So that's why I was really trying to sell it. That's what motivated me to try to sell it. So that's where I am. Like I say, if Forrest has a problem with it, have him call me. You know, I'll explain it to him too. You know, it was just crazy, you know.
Mean,
Anyway,
I'm gonna
and that.
say that I just wanted to say that we have actually, we have made deals in the past that we haven't actually sent inspection, or we haven't done any inspection. So, just trying to understand your situation, I don't think that's going to be something that will be a problem. It might take some time though, but we're still interested to move forward. That's the bottom line. We totally
Well,
respect.
yeah, Alex, one thing I would say is, you know, it's 8 miles from the freeway, 8 miles from that new racetrack and I don't know what they call that, calamari water park and all that stuff. I mean, it's literally 8 miles, and it's 8 miles up the road the other direction to the Spotsylvania train stop for the Virginia Railway Express. So, I mean, people if going in and out of Washington, D.C., they could do that. But, you know, I think the location is pretty good, and the amount of acreage that can be subdivided one time, because if you have over 10 acres, they allow you to subdivide. You know, I'm just saying, I think the value is there, and if somebody else doesn't think it, that's cool, you know. There's a lot of houses out there right now for sale. So, you know, if you want to move forward, that's my position on it. And I just can't see giving people access to a property that you own when they don't own it. You understand what I'm saying, right?
I believe me, I totally understand that. And I don't think that's going to be like something that, I mean, that's something that's workable on our end. So I'm just going to have to relay it to your team. Usually it's just our process that we're going to have to send an inspection team at the property. But if you're not comfortable in doing that, just going to relay it on our team and try to work, what we can
Well,
on our end.
I mean, it's not that I'm not uncomfortable. I'm uncomfortable with giving somebody access to my property when I'm not there. That's what it boils down to. It's access. I don't mind letting people look at it if I'm there, but not if I'm not there to protect my property.
Well, I mean, so you're saying that the other solution would be, in the future, we can schedule something with you as long as you're going to be at, I mean, you're at the property.
Yeah, but there again, if it's an all day affair, I don't really like that either. I
I'm
mean, I'm
not
not,
really.
yeah. But
It's
if
just
they
like
want to come over
concern of
and look at
the
it,
distance
now
that you.
before Forrest went to Germany, he told me he was going to come back and he was going to come out there and look at it. So I don't know, that's Forrest McGee,
Yeah, Forrest is our CEO.
Yeah, so that's who was supposed to come out and look at it, and he didn't show up the one day, and he forgot about it, I guess, and he said he couldn't, he wanted me to stay there. Well, I said, no, Forrest, I can't. I got stuff to do, So, anyway, it's okay, but I don't know what to tell you, Alex. It's just, if I'm there, that's fine. But I'm not just gonna give the key or a lockbox to anybody ever again. I'm
I
never gonna do
understand,
that
and that's
again.
totally fine. I'm gonna say, Stephen, that's totally fine. Just in case that we needed to really do an inspection, if it's okay with you, just something that I need to schedule on our end with our lending partners as well, because they'll have to totally check the property out. I will definitely coordinate it to you. So just
Well,
to make sure that you're at the
but
property as well.
A Alex, here's the thing. When I went through this Liz Buys Homes, this says people make a cash offer on your house. It has nothing, it never said anything about people wanting to borrow money to buy your house. I mean, if you don't have the money, well, that's cool too. Just go find something you can buy. You don't have to put me through all that stuff where you have to get a mortgage company to borrow money from. I mean, that just doesn't make sense. It's not what Liz Buys Homes was all about. And I mean, I've got a list of people that are interested in it. So if you got to borrow the money to buy it, well, I mean I could go through a real estate agent and let them go through the same process, So
Well,
anyway,
we have hard money or cash actually on our end, but I'm just saying that just in case, like our contractors, for example. But again, I understand your point. That's totally fine. Like what I said, we have done deals before in the past that we doesn't need to send our contractor out there. So,
well, okay.
what I'm
I
gonna
just
do
want
is
you to
I'll
un I'm not trying to be mean to you. I just want you to understand my position.
Sure.
And so, like I say, I don't really care. I mean, it just doesn't matter to me because I've had it for a long time the way it is. So, anyway, if we can work something out, fine. If not, don't worry, man. I mean, it's okay. There'll be other properties, man. So that's all I'm saying is, just don't sweat it. If you don't want it, fine. So yeah, I'm just saying. Oh, it's crazy. It's just too crazy. If you want to make a cash offer, make a cash offer. If you don't want it, fine. That's cool. So
Well,
that's where I am.
sure. Well, you've already signed the agreement with us, what I've understand between you and Will. So that was already signed. We already have an offer that's currently in place. So we're just gonna move forward, and I'm just really wanted to give you a call to do an introduction, but I appreciate you sharing all that information to me. So I'm letting you know as well that I'm getting the title started with our title company, and usually I would give you an update on a weekly basis. So
So anyway, that's fine. All I'm saying is, if we're moving on forward, that's fine, but I'm just not gonna jump through a bunch of hoops. And it was pretty simple. Make a cash offer. If you don't want it, keep on going, so
I
that's where
understand.
really we are. And as far as I know, Will made a cash offer, so I don't know. Now,
You did, and
if you want to change the conditions, then we can just move on, and we can all part ways and still be happy, So don't sweat it. If there's something that that you're going to add more requirements, well, I don't need it. I don't need the trouble. I don't need the time consumed. It's just too much. But at
For
any
sure.
rate, I mean, yeah, you have an agreement for a particular price, so if you still want it, you just move ahead with it,
Absolutely, sir. I'm actually just going to get the title started already, and I'm going to give you an update usually on a weekly basis just for you to know what's going on the property, but just wanted to let you know that you might receive a phone call or, like, I don't know, introduction with the title company or our attorneys. They might have some questions for you as well. But like, what, if you have like any other questions aside from that, I will be your point of contact moving from here.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, I do appreciate you talking to me, but the other thing is I hate lawyers. Anyway.
Okay. Well, again, if you don't want to deal with them, I'm going to be the point of contact. So if you have like any other questions, I will definitely be the person to call. Also, do you prefer like text or email if, when I need to give you updates about what's going
Well,
on the property?
I read my texts more than I do my emails,
Okay.
obviously. And that's probably what you do too, right?
Right.
I don't go through my emails every day,
Okay,
But I
so
do
text
look at
will
my
be the,
texts.
gotcha. Okay.
You're
I'll
right.
just go ahead and send you a text for updates on a weekly then. But again, if you have like any other questions, Stephen, you have my number, so feel free to call me anytime.
Okay, all right, Alex. I do appreciate talking with you, but like I say, try not to be offended. If it doesn't work out, that's okay.
I understand. Yeah. You're good. You're absolutely good.
All right. And by the
All
way, I really enjoyed talking to Will. Will
right.
was a lot of fun to talk with, and we're kindred spirits, as they say.
Right. He actually shared that you had the connection as well with him. So that was
Oh,
really good to
absolutely.
hear.
Yeah, I really enjoyed talking with Will, and he knew a lot of people I knew, so that was interesting.
That's good to
So at
know.
any rate, it's no big deal. Like I say, if there's a problem, just go ahead and give me a text and let me know, and we'll just move on if there's any issues.
I'll definitely keep you updated. Up to this point, I don't think we have. I'll just have to communicate with the team about that access thing. And then we're still moving forward.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll be talking with you then.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Stephen, for your time, and we'll talk to you later then.
All right, Alex. Take
All
care.
right. Bye.
Bye.